You know, Liza was mentioning at the beginning, she was talking about our Bible study for the heart. Very powerful Bible study indeed. It was from Revelations chapter 5. And we were reading just verses 5 and 6. But Revelations 5, it is talking about this angel who's holding this scroll. And the scroll is sealed with seven seals. And that nobody's worthy to open it. And I remember John the disciple who's writing this, he begins to weep when he hears this. And this is a vision. He is in heaven receiving from God information about things to come. But he is told by one of the elders that there is somebody to open that seal. And it's the Lamb of God. And the Lamb of God is Jesus. And he was able to open this scroll. And he opened this scroll not just for us to be able to go into heaven, but he opened this scroll that God could come out of heaven and dwell with us. God wants to have a personal relationship with each and every single one of you. Liza said before we started, she said, Ted's message is going to be about how much God loves you. And God loves us so much that he wants to have a personal relationship with us. He loves us so much that he wants to be able to talk to you. And he wants you to be able to talk to him. And he wants that to happen every day. You know, when you have a really good friend, when you have somebody you really care about, you want to talk to them every day, don't you? If you don't get a chance to talk to them, you feel like you miss something. You feel like, oh, what's happening with them? You begin to think about them and wonder, what's going on in their life? What are they up to? Boy, I sure wish I knew. And God wants to have that kind of relationship with you. That's how much he loves you. He wants to be able to talk to you every single day. And he wants you to talk to him every day. He wants you to tell him, what are your dreams? What are your hopes? What are your desires? And you might be saying, well, God already knows all this. And sure, he does. But he wants to hear it from you. He wants to hear from you every day because he loves us that much. In the very beginning, the plan was, if we go back to the book of Genesis, the plan was that God would be walking with us. We read in Genesis how God was walking in the garden with Adam and Eve. He was right there in the midst of them. But due to the fact that Adam and Eve decided to go off on another path, make another decision, as a result, God could no longer walk with them. They chose to walk in another way, and his power and brilliance wouldn't allow him to be there close to them. His power and brilliance was so amazing that it would destroy them. Not that he wanted to destroy them, but that his brilliance would just, it's like if we got too close to the sun would burn us. It's not that the sun wants to burn us, it's just so hot that it would burn us. And that's the way, excuse me, that's the way God is. He wants to have that relationship with us. So when Adam and Eve kind of went off track, God didn't stop. He still was working to have a relationship with us, to get close with us and speak to us. Here's an example in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. It says, then he said to me, this is God is speaking, then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. From the very first day that Daniel started to seek God, God heard him. God heard him at the very first day. Right away, he heard him. And if he heard Daniel, he's going to hear you. Sometimes we have fears that God isn't going to hear us. God's too busy. Why would he be listening to me? Why would he be listening to what my concerns are? But we got to know, just like with Daniel, he's going to hear you the very first day. He's going to hear you right away because he cares about you and he loves you that much. He wants to have that relationship with you and he's going to be there just like he was for Daniel. He's going to be there for you, and he's going to hear you. In Psalms 34, verse 4, it says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. When we call upon him, not only does he hear us, he's going to respond. He's going to, here he delivers this person. I think it's probably David that was writing this. Psalms, we're not sure with all of them, but delivers him from all his fears. Sometimes we have challenges in our life. God never said there wouldn't be challenges or obstacles to overcome, but he said he'd be there and he'd give us the power and the strength to overcome those fears, to overcome those problems. That's how much God loves you. He's going to help you to overcome the problems and the fears in your life. And when we seek him, he's going to hear us. He's going to respond immediately. Say amen.
Amen.
This is a good thing. This is how much God loves us. That he wants to hear from us, and he's going to hear us when we call upon him. When we call upon him, he's going to hear right away. And see, that those seals that we were talking about on that scroll were broken, not only so we could go into heaven, but so that God could come down and be closer with us. In Jeremiah 29, verse 12, it says, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you." This is God saying that. "You will call upon him and he will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord." Now, this information that God is giving us is for everybody. It's not for one particular person or one particular group of people. Anybody on the earth, if they seek with all of their heart to find God, they will find him. God says, "You will seek for me and you will find me." You will. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter, you know, what your income level it is. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. It doesn't matter what you did right or you did wrong. It doesn't matter. If you seek God with all your heart, you will find him. Because he wants you to find him. He loves you and he wants to have that relationship with you. So he's going to be found by you if you want to seek him out with all of your heart. You will find him. That's a beautiful thing to know, isn't it? Isn't that comforting to know that God wants to have that kind of relationship with you? And he's listening. He's not too busy. He's listening. He created us so he could love us. God created you so he could love you. And part of that loving, he wants to have that relationship. You know, it's the same thing when you've got that friend. You want to have conversation with them. You want to have a relationship with them if you care about them, right? You want to have that communication going back and forth. And here I've been talking about how God hears us. You know, these verses that I read was all about God hearing us, but also we can hear God. That's part of that relationship. It's not only God hearing us, we can hear from God also. I love this story here in 1 Samuel. Let me just read this. And this is Samuel, and I'm starting at verse 1, I guess. "Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, 'Here I am.' So he ran to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you have called me.'" So just picture this for a moment. Samuel's a boy. He hears somebody call him, and he immediately runs to Eli, who's the prophet who's been taking care of him in the tabernacle. He runs over there and goes, "Here I am, Eli." This little boy has heard somebody call him. And here's what Eli says. He says, and he said, "I did not call you. Go lie down." And he went and laid down. And then the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and he went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." He answered, "I did not call you. Go lie down again." Now Samuel did not know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. He's just a boy, okay? And the Lord called Samuel again a third time. So he rose and he went to Eli and he said, "Here I am." See this little boy coming every time? For you did call me. And then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and laid down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears.
Amen. Amen.
So we can hear God. Now notice what happened here with Samuel. He's a little boy. It hadn't been revealed to him yet how the Lord speaks to him. So here he hears God talking to him, and he thinks it's Eli the prophet. He thinks it's somebody else talking to him. This is a great message for us, because God speaks to every one of you. God speaks into your heart every day. God is speaking to you. But you might be hearing, you think it's somebody else that's calling you. You might think it's your own thoughts that are calling you. You might think, oh, my mind wandered off and I started to daydream and think about something, when really it was God showing you your dreams. When God was showing you your future. When God was showing you who you're going to become and where you're going to go and what you're going to do. But much like Samuel, we have to become aware of what the Lord's voice sounds like. He is speaking to every one of us because he wants to have that relationship with us. But we have to know, what does his voice sound like? And when we recognize it, just like Samuel, we can say, speak, your servant hears. So once we recognize the voice of the Lord, then we can say, yes, yeah, I want to hear from you, God. You know, give it to me. What is it you want to say? Don't you want to hear from God?
Yes.
Hearing from God is something amazing. When I hear from God, my heart becomes light. If I'm having a bad day and I'm feeling like everything's so heavy and I'm feeling tired, but I suddenly start to hear the voice of God speaking to me, my heart becomes light. My body becomes awake. My spirit becomes light. I become excited. I get energized, and I'm ready to do something amazing. When you hear from the voice of the Lord, that's what it's like. Your heart is light and excited. I want to hear from the Lord all the time, because it's a great feeling. It's a feeling you can't get no matter what else you're trying to do in the world, no matter what else you're trying to find. That feeling when you hear the voice of the Lord is something unbelievable. It's believable, though. You can believe it, because he will speak to you. So the important thing is, though, is being able to recognize that it is his voice. You need to know and say, God speaks to me. Say amen.
Amen.
You believe? Do you believe God speaks to you? Because you might be sitting there in your seat right now and go, well, God doesn't speak to me. Might have spoke to Samuel, but he's not going to speak to me. Who am I that God would speak to me? You're one of God's children. You're a child of God.
Amen.
He's going to speak to you too. He wants to speak to each and every single one of you. No exception. He wants to speak to all of you. And he has spoken to all of you. Some of you might be sitting there and saying, well, I never heard God speak to me. I never heard his voice. But you might have been like Samuel, that little boy, where when God spoke to you, you thought it was somebody else speaking to you. Or you thought it was something else speaking to you. And so instead of recognizing, wow, that's the voice of God. See, it said here that it hadn't been revealed. The Lord had not been revealed yet to Samuel at that time. He didn't know him yet. And now the voice of the Lord comes. Luckily, he had a good guide in Eli. It took a few times before Eli realized what was happening. Go lay down. What are you doing up? You know how kids get out of bed. Shouldn't you be in bed? It's past 2 o'clock. I'm sure that's what Eli was saying. You know, what are you doing out of bed? You called me. You know, but eventually Eli understood that Samuel is hearing from the Lord. Not everybody that we have around us when we're kids is so astute to realize that the Lord is speaking to their child. Not everybody we have around us in our life is so astute to say, the Lord is speaking to you. But the first thing we got to know is that God is speaking to you. He is speaking to every single one of you. And now you have to be discerning and watch and realize when he speaks, what his voice sounds like, so that you can say, yes, I hear you. I hear you. Go ahead, tell me what it is you want to tell me. Because he wants to have that relationship with you.
Amen. Praise God.
Let's go on to 1 Kings here. And this is about Elisha. Now, in his story, it's kind of similar because God told him to go out, and when he hears his voice, to go out and speak to him. Now, listen to this. This is what Elisha saw. And then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. This is God saying this. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And that's when Elisha went out to stand on the rock. Because the Lord was not in the wind or the earthquake or the fire. God doesn't always make you think, oh, God's a big God. He's a powerful God. Something really big is going to happen before I hear from God, right? There's going to be a big rock that's going to get split in half before God speaks to me, right? My whole house is going to shake like an earthquake if God is going to speak to me. Something amazing, unbelievable is going to happen before God speaks to me. But here God speaks in a little still, silent voice. Not silent, still small voice. His voice is not silent. But it's a small voice. Here again, discernment. Elijah had to notice, what did the voice of God sound like? Was it like a roaring fire? No, no. Was it like a big earthquake? No, no. Was it rocks tumbling down the mountain like an avalanche? No. He had to realize, in order to hear from God, that that voice is a still small voice. It's still. It's small. It doesn't mean you can't hear it. You can still hear. He heard it. In spite of all these other things that were going on, he was able to hear the voice of the Lord. He is speaking to you too. Sometimes we have freeways. Sometimes we have airplanes, jets going over top of our head. Sometimes we have ruckus from construction, jackhammers, and all kinds of hammering and pounding going on. But that's not where the Lord is. He is in that still, small voice. And we have to know how to listen for it and receive it. And we need to know that God wants to have that relationship with you. And he is speaking to you in that still, small voice. Say amen.
Amen.
He is speaking to you in that still, small voice. Now, I've been talking about, through all these verses that I've been mentioning and all these stories I've been mentioning, I've been talking about the Old Testament. What happened in the Old Testament? Now, remember I was talking about how God wanted to walk with us and have a relationship with us from the very beginning, even in the Garden of Eden, but because of what happened, he couldn't get that close. But still, he's revealing himself to us. He is hearing us. And he is revealing himself to us by speaking to us. But that wasn't enough. God still wants to have a greater relationship. So what does he do? He comes down and walks on the earth as Jesus. And as he walks on the earth, he overcomes all of the limitations and all of the blockages to prevent him from having a relationship with you. He wiped those out of the way. Anything that prevented him from dwelling with you, from speaking to you, from loving you, from being close with you, he wiped those out of the way as he walked on the earth. Mm-hmm. He took care of all obstacles and all problems. Why? Because he created you to love you, and he created you to have a relationship with you. You know, you can't love somebody if you don't have a relationship with them. Mm-hmm. And so as a result of what he did on the earth, he is now able to even be closer to you. That means his covenant is even greater now than it was with Daniel. Daniel, when he spoke, God heard him. But you're even closer to God now than Daniel was. You're closer than Daniel was. You're closer than Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah read his. You're closer than Jeremiah is to God. Why? Because you have a new covenant. Because limitations were taken out of the way, broken down. You are closer to God than Samuel was. Samuel was hearing the voice of God in the old covenant before Jesus walked on the earth. That means how much greater can you hear the voice of God? How much easier for it is for you to hear? It even says when I was reading about Samuel, there was that one line, let me read it. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. See, it was saying back there when Samuel was a boy, at that time in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, it was rare to hear from God. Because he was at a distance to us. So he wants to speak to us, but in that Old Covenant it was very hard. It was rare in those days, not in these days.
Amen.
Not in these days, it's not rare. Revelation amen. Pours out of heaven on us every single day. Say amen.
Amen.
Revelation is pouring out upon you every day. God is speaking to you every day. It's not rare today for people to hear from God. Sometimes I hear, well, in our modern world, we don't hear from God a lot. That's not true. You come to a Bible study, you hear every single person hear amen. From God. Yes. Every single person you hear, they hear from God. It's about knowing what that still small voice is. It's not rare in these days to hear from God because we have a new covenant. Yes. We have a new way of hearing from God. God is not amen. Distant to us. God is close to us. He is one with us.
Amen.
He always wanted to dwell with us and to be close to us and have that relationship. And now he has the opportunity because he walked on the earth and cleared away all the barriers that prevented him from having that relationship.
Amen.
Listen to this. This is Jesus speaking, and this is John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep, those are the ones that follow him, that follow Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, if you walk by faith, then you hear his voice. He didn't say, some of my sheep hear my voice. That's not what Jesus said. He didn't say, occasionally my sheep will hear my voice. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Amen.
That means all the time my sheep hear my voice. All of my sheep, meaning everybody who believes in me, who walks with me, hears my voice. There is no exception. It's not like back in the day of Samuel where it was rare. Now everybody who believes in the Lord Jesus hears the voice. Everybody, that's you. You believe in him, you hear his voice. There is no exception. If your mind is saying, oh, I don't hear from him, you wipe that out right now. Kick that to the curb, because that is a lie. You hear from God. You hear from God every day. And the more you understand that I hear from God every day, the more you're going to realize when God is speaking to you. The more you're going to identify that it's his voice speaking to you instead of Eli's. You're going to know, oh, that's God speaking to me. Here I am. You're going to say, and God will speak. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
I believe Jesus. I believe what he said. In the great thing, and this is one of the wonderful things, is see, God came down and walked on the earth. And in the, they talked about him, he was going to be called Emmanuel. And the name Emmanuel means God with us. God with us. No longer God at a distance. No longer God way over there. No longer God up there. No longer God back there. No longer God of yesterday. But God with us right now. That's why he was coming to walk on the earth. So he could be with us. And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 it says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
Amen.
See, we're no longer separated from God. He now dwells in us. His Spirit dwells in you. God's Spirit is dwelling in you right now. Now, if that's the case, how much easier is it for you to hear from God than it was for Samuel, or than it was for Daniel, or than it was for Elias? It is so much easier today for you to hear from God because His Spirit is dwelling in you. The Spirit of God, and once you have received it, you cannot be separated from it. It cannot be taken away. It's never going to turn its back or be at a distance to you. Once you have that Spirit, it is upon you, and revelation begins to come forth out of heaven, meaning that it's not rare to hear from God. You can hear from God every day,
amen.
Every moment of every day, every second of every day.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
You can hear from God all the time.
Amen.
And God hears from you, and you can hear from God, and you guys are dwelling together. You're walking together just as the plan was from the very beginning. Every
Amen.
Single day, you can have that relationship with God. And the more that you have that relationship with God, the better that your life gets.
Yes.
God is not just speaking to us gibberish. I know sometimes you get on the phone with your friends and you start to gossip and talk about silly things and you have fun and you laugh. God likes to laugh and have fun too when He's talking to us, but He's also giving us important guidance about our life, about who you are, about who you can become, about what you can do and about how you can do it. And as a result of that relationship with Him, you have His power and authority to go out and change the world and do amazing things.
Amen.
You can go out into the world and change it because of that relationship with Him. It changes your relationship with other people. It changes your career. It changes your interaction with the world and how you see it. You begin to be revealed to you a greater plan for your life, a greater plan for your household, a greater plan for the world when you have that relationship with God. That's how much God loves us.
Amen.
That's how much God loves us. He loves us so much that He wants to dwell within us. And His Spirit dwells within us when we receive and believe in Jesus.
Amen.
And you have that. Each and every single one of you have that within you right now.
Yes, you
have received the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Close your eyes. Let us pray. And right now, if any of you had that question in your mind as I was talking, saying, no, God doesn't talk to me, I want you to know that whatever is saying that is wrong. It is a false belief. It is a false voice. It is not a voice from God that is telling you you don't hear from Him. It is a liar. And today, I want you to release it and give that voice to God. Any of you that has any doubt or fear that you're not hearing from God or thinks you've never heard from God, I want you right now to say, God, take that voice away. Take that belief away. Take that misunderstanding away, God. I give it to you in Jesus' name. I give it into your hands, and I receive your Spirit right now in Jesus' name to dwell within me. I receive that Spirit. I am your temple. And now say out loud, I am your temple.
I am your temple.
And I receive your Spirit.
And I receive your Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And as a result of that, you now are hearing from God more clearly. I want you to know that you're hearing from Him, and He is hearing from you, and you have a relationship together, and you are growing and changing and being transformed to become all that God created you to be. Amen.